Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast, welcome back to the show that critics are calling, listening to this show is slowly killing me. Okay, all right, great. Welcome to the program. It is great to have you guys with us, and also speaking of with us, we got Brett Saxon.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
I'm slowly dying too.
Aren't we all, in a way? And also with us, Clark Wilson.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You know what? Not bad. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking about that. Let's kick off the show with advice. This is everyone's favorite section. We don't usually start with this at the beginning, but we're gonna. If you have
you any, must have a juicy one then.
Well, we'll see. Jury's out. If you have any advice, comments, or questions, you know, you can send them in on Twitch, of course, or to notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. Yeah. That's notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. Let's start with someone wants to know, when do parents tell their kids about their grandma's side piece? When do they break that to the kids? So these kids' grandma is having an affair.
Yep.
And so the kid's parent doesn't want to lie to them and cover.
Let me tell grandpa.
Well, there you go. That's the deeper issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if grandpa's got a side piece? What if it's an E&M?
What's that?
Yeah,
what is ethical that? Non-monogamous.
Oh yes, you did. You mentioned this on the show.
We talked about this.
Yeah, that's right. It could be that.
Could
situation.
Be E&M. Could be EDM. The music.
Yeah. I was gonna say I know what EDM is.
But for the one thing we know for sure is that it's a total granny's gone wild situation, right?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
So, that reminds me of the Bookie, the show Bookie, where the dude marries the grandma right away.
Oh, right.
Well, how old are they? Is this like a senior living facility type thing?
No, it seems like living in their house. So maybe that's why.
Oh, shit.
They didn't get into specifics, but it sounds like maybe kids are...
35.
Yeah. Well, that could be
grandma 35?
It's getting younger these days.
The South, are they...
But you know, maybe there's some questions the kids are wondering, that could be, but I don't know. I think you don't really, unless the kids are asking, I don't think you need to bring it up. You don't need to like stop dinner and be like, hey guys, have you noticed anything weird about your grandma?
And the two guys next to her.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Do they get extra Christmas presents?
Ooh.
Then you just shut your mouth and smile.
Exactly. Yep. There you go.
I suppose you'd have to open your mouth to smile.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we just
be quiet and smile.
All right, moving on. We got another one. When step siblings fight, a parent feels guilty for blending the family. So you have these two step siblings that have been, now they're together. They're siblings because, you know, well, not like that, Brett. But they're together and a parent feels guilty because
one of them got stuck.
Because the children in their blended family must live with the consequences of them now being together. So they're fighting a lot, it looks like. They're not getting along. What do you think about that, Brett? I think just ground them.
Yeah, are these like little kids?
No,
yeah.
I think they're like
23, 24.
Like they're, yeah, like, they're adults.
Still living at home.
I think ground them. No food for a week.
Yeah.
Or a month.
No food for a week.
Chores, extra chores.
Tie them up. Don't feed them.
I think I'd be a great parent. I don't know what you guys are talking about. No, on a serious note, I think it's like you can't pick your family. So unfortunately, that's the tough part.
Right.
So I think you might have to
grin. But you can pick your friends.
And your nose.
And your butt.
Silently. All right, from there, let's do checking in. This is the checking in segment of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it. So a lot of the stuff that I talk about in checking in is usually related around customer service, because I think customer service is
at an all-time low.
All-time low, for sure. But so that's usually the stuff that kind of sticks out to me. And I think why we're sensitive to it is because we've all worked customer service.
Right.
And we're probably, not to toot our own horns, but we're pretty good customer service representatives.
Yeah.
Paige and I went out and we got some, there's two parts to this story. And the first one is we went to, there's this trail by my apartment If you walk down, it leads directly to an ice cream shop.
I thought you were going to say there's a guy in a trench coat who sells watches.
We always buy him. It's, Carl is his name. But we went to this ice cream shop, and there's a new person working there. And we've gone there quite a bit. We're valued customers. And so Paige orders an ice cream, and this woman is scooping up her ice cream. And the guy that's training her in, it must have been her first or second day, he's like, the ice cream's really hard, so you really got to work for it. And so she's in there and she's scooping it, and she's got, and she's, you know, getting it into the cup as much as she can, and then some of it's just not getting there. So she takes her left hand and dips it into the scooper and dips her fingies
with no glove on,
dips her fingies into the ice cream and scrapes it off into the cup. And so, listen, what do you do in that situation?
It wasn't like a scoop that has like the thumb thing.
It was an old school one without that.
Weird.
Yeah.
Usually they keep those in like a vat of warm water.
Totally.
So then it cuts into the ice cream better.
Exactly. Yeah. Brett, you see that. What do? You just eat it and have yourself a good day?
Yeah. Did you? I mean... Get a little Fumunda finger there.
Right. Yeah, like, what do you do there? Because you're like, I don't want that. You touched it.
So I went...
Are you the asshole in a way?
Well, that was the kind of conundrum that I was dealing with. So I made eye contact with the manager, and I was like, oh, hey. And kind of moved him over to the side. I was like, hey, I don't want to embarrass her at all, but, like, she was dipping the ice cream with her fingies.
Yeah.
Is there any way I could get, like... He's like, I am so sorry. And then gave, like, a double helping of ice cream. So it worked out in this situation. Yeah. But it was just kind of a funny instance.
And then she got fired.
And then she got fired. No, no, no. Cut to a week later. We come back.
She's the manager. She's the manager. That guy's fired for giving you extra.
No, but so we get back and she... So we get ice cream. Everything's fine. She's still working there. So things are going okay with her. No problems, no issues at all. I go, we're eating our ice cream. I go up, they have a little cooler or like ones that they use on the football field that's just like water cooler.
Okay.
And you can put
like
the water
a Gatorade?
Cups. Yeah, like a big Gatorade one. And so I go to get a cup of water and I just press it into it and the water comes out and the water's not stopping when I press it again.
Oh.
So it's still going.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
did you just start drinking it?
Well, so then I noticed there's a whole bunch of cups to my left. So I put that one down, take another cup, or with my other hand, take the other cup.
Yeah. It's like an episode of I Love Lucy.
It was nuts. And I'm like trying to, and Paige is across the room in the dining room. And I'm like, Paige.
Tilt the thing backward, man. So it stops.
I should have, but I was boring. I probably got up to, no joke, it was 15 cups of water. And in between there was water on the ground and everywhere and all that. And then the manager guy, he came over. And he's like, yeah, something just always happens when you guys are here, huh? I was like, yeah.
Wow. Oh, I thought he was gonna be like, you want me to ask her to use her fingers to turn the valve off?
Right.
You pass this train long, long.
All right, from there, let's do TV. This is TV Reviews of the Week. Ladies and gentlemen, what have you guys been watching? Brett Clark, what can you talk about? Tell us about.
I don't know if I have any TV this week. Yeah, it was a busy week for me.
Yeah.
But we have a...
Yes. I watched an episode of The Bachelor.
Ooh.
Because it was... I was telling Brett about it earlier. It was hometowns.
Okay.
And I had on the news...
Oh, yeah, because it's...
Yeah, Minnesota, the woman from Becker, Minnesota has made the Final Four.
Awesome.
And I was like, I'm going to watch it. And, of course, I told Brett I fast-forwarded through most of it. I just wanted to see that part.
Totally, yeah.
And, yeah, they were in Becker at her family... I don't know if her family still owns it the way she talked about it.
Oh.
They own a Christmas tree farm.
Right.
Or did.
I've seen, I think, the first two episodes of this season.
How many did they start off with?
How many people?
Yeah.
I'm not 20, sure.
20, 30,
not sure. Okay. But I noticed she came off really well in every episode. And I was like, oh, she's great.
She got the first rose. So she made the final three.
That's cool.
I love how she's like, I don't know how to tell him I have this. Like, she kept talking about some medical scare.
Oh, yeah.
And all it is she just has a cochlear implant.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that.
Well, you know, maybe.
But she doesn't sound like she's deaf, though.
No.
Yeah.
But there might be some shallow people out there that are like, you know.
You know how, like, a deaf person, after they've lost their hearing, their voice sounds different.
Right.
Some of them can't even communicate then.
Right.
I don't know why. Like, you, I guess I don't know that enough. You just can't hear your own voice, so you can't formulate words as well anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yes, you'll give that a good or not good?
I don't know if I might watch. Is there only three more left then, just to see if she wins?
I don't know how many.
She seems like, I was telling Brett, she seems very dumb, like very like so dumb nice. Blonde.
She seems
yeah, sweet. She's yeah. super wholesome.
Yeah, she seems great.
Yeah, I actually liked the woman he eliminated, the like Canadian. She kind of has teeth? Like buck teeth. Yeah, buck yeah. teeth over by Canadian chick.
And she got eliminated.
Yeah, she was eliminated.
She was your favorite.
She of those bucked. Four, okay. I guess. Gotcha. Those are my options.
Okay. For me, for TV, I watched a little show called SNL. That stands for Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I did not watch this.
We had a host, which was...
Who was our host?
Who do you think?
Was it...
Sydney Sweeney?
America's Sweetheart? Yeah, Sydney Sweeney.
America's Sweetheart.
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 I thought the episode was great. I thought she was awesome. She was very funny.
Was she?
I thought she was, yeah. And I think, you know, some people you can tell they tense up. And they kind of freeze yeah. in that type of situation. But she went with it, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was good. So I'm going to give that one a total good. You know, and not like the obviously the best, but I think better than the Shane Gillis episode that had been the week before. Yeah. But yeah, I was reading online. Someone was having issues, I guess, with Mikey Day's voice or something like that.
That's the only skit I watched.
Yeah, no, let's talk about that. So you had... Yeah. So you watch one of the skits, and Mikey Day is a cast member on it.
Right, unfortunately, yep.
You're not a Mikey
He's
Day
so
fan.
He's so good. There was this YouTube series he was part of a long time ago where it's like him and a guy, and they're like a gay couple, and David Blaine stops him and does street magic. Obviously, it's a fake David Blaine. Mm-hmm. It's like a comedian, but okay. It was so funny because it, like, it was another like funny guy. I forget who the other guy was, though, but it's Mikey Day was one of them. And he was like, shut up, you're not doing that. And he would do like... make a guy disappear
right.
and not come back.
But Brett, what was your first reactions watching one of these skits?
Oh yeah, his voice was just...
Took you out of it.
Brutal, yeah, it took me out of it. When the second, like Sydney Sweeney, it was the Hooters sketch, yeah. right? And then Sydney Sweeney comes up and the whole first part was fun where she spills beer and mm-hmm. he's like, I'll buy you a
car. Well yeah, the funniest part was the where she goes... Did any of you want some beer? And she pours the beer into the guy's mouth. And he's
relapsed.
Like, I gave, yeah, he gave yeah, up yeah. like 12 years yeah. of sobriety.
She made him relapse. I do agree, though, Mikey Day, like he was totally overdoing it with that, with the voice.
Well, and I don't really get that skit because it's Hooters. They're all like.
But they were saying
I haven't been
that.
To Hooters. I've only been to Hooters once, but I mean, like all the women that work there usually are buxom. So is it mm-hmm. that surprising?
I don't think it's always like that, but I think the point of that sketch was just that like she stood out,
yeah.
you know, as yeah. far as with the other clientele or the, you know, people that work there. So that was kind of the thing. I thought it was funny. I thought the episode was pretty decent.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. SNL, check it out. Good.
Sweet stranger. I hope
All right, from there, let's go to entertainment news and comic books. This is entertainment news and comic books of the week, ladies and gentlemen. So let's start with first. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So this is interesting. A little hometown news.
Mm.
Hometown hero Nick Swartzen was escorted off the stage for being belligerent and drunk and incoherent. During a Colorado show in Beaver Creek, Colorado.
Oh.
So this was Sunday. After struggling through a bit about Jason Statham, many in the crowd began to boo. His microphone was cut, and he was escorted to the wings. A stage manager then apologized to the audience and told the crowd that refunds would be offered.
Wow.
So pretty crazy. I saw some people's take on it was like, you know, oh, is he like in, you know, big trouble? Is this like his, you know, addiction
downfall.
And all that downfall and all that.
Yeah.
And because some people were saying like, oh yeah, he was saying that he was, you know, sober, but I don't think I've ever seen him say that he was going to be totally sober. Yeah. He was always this, a lot of his shtick was about being a partier. That was kind of what he was known for. I think one of his albums is called Party.
Right.
And so, yeah, so he said, you know, when texted and asked about it from Star Tribune, he said, I literally killed two shows last night. He goes, this is the dumbest non-story ever. So what do you think? Do you think he posted on his social media, he said, travel tip, don't drink and take edibles in high altitude. He said, I had total.
He should just apologize and that's it. Instead of like
trying to explain
doing that.
Right. And he said, brain diarrhea. He goes, I'll make it up to you, Beaver Creek.
There you go. That's fine.
I feel like musicians.
There was no sorry there, though.
Well, it's, I think him saying, I'll make it up to you, Creek, is like, that's an apology.
Taking kinda. Blame or taking accountability.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why is he taking edibles before doing a show?
Maybe he's always done that, and that's kind of part of his pre-show ritual.
Yeah. This is so the, what, he took too many then?
I think so, in the high altitude and all that. Who knows what the real, you know, reason was. But I think, I don't know if one of our buddies or who I heard this from, but somebody saw a show where Craig Robinson was really, I don't know if you know him, he's a musician, performer from Office. The Office, if you will. He was hammered, and his show was real bad, and people left halfway through, and they wanted their money back and all that.
Dang. Was he a headliner, too?
He was a headliner, too.
He's a musician?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, like his whole thing on The Office was he plays music. He was like the keyboard.
Exactly. From some comic book news, this is a big week. So let's talk about
The last Ronin 2?
There it is. I pretended like I didn't know what Clark was talking about in the pre-show, but this is excellent. Last Ronin 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, solid continuation of the story.
Wow.
Highly recommend.
I should read all those.
You should read them, yeah.
Those ones are good. I don't know how like they're the classic. Normal. Well, not the classic, but like the current run. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
Because this is like a side, like a...
Side piece?
Yeah.
Yeah. This one is a brand new Marvel number one, Weapon X-Men. This is an X-Men team that is composed entirely of Wolverines from different multiverses.
Wow.
Different universes. Pretty good. Pretty solid. Some funny stuff. Kind of quirky and weird. I highly recommend this one as well.
Okay.
And I don't dip into Marvel too much, but when I do, I kind of, you know, select specifically ones that are kind of my interest. This one's really good. This one is written by Barry Gifford. This is Night People. So if you've heard of Barry Gifford, it might be because he co-wrote Wild at Heart and David Lynch's Lost Highway. Mm. And this is just as twisted and weird and nonsensical in some moments. But good little kind of horror comic. Yeah. I would recommend that.
Wow.
So check that out. A lot of comic books this week, you guys.
That one's thick.
Yeah, this is a big one. Savage Sword of Conan. Check this out,
too. That's kind
of
cool.
This is like a huge issue. A lot of short stories of Conan and Robert E. Howard's poetry. So there you go. Check that out as well. And that is comic books and entertainment. Ooh. All right, from there, let's go to, we like to do a little thing on the show called a taste test, where we try a product that we haven't had before, and we can either recommend it to you or say, do not try this thing. This thing's the worst. It's going to make you puke. What do you have for us this week, Brett?
I got one. I was gifted this from a friend.
When you get gifted something, there's always that 50-50 chance, like, because they're saying something about you, right? They're like,
did they give this to you for this reason? Or
did they think you might really like it? Yeah.
No, yeah, for this reason.
Okay.
Because I also shared some of the ranch ice cream with this person.
How unfortunate for them.
Yeah.
All of that.
Gotcha. So, what do we got?
It's coming to room temperature.
Ooh, oh, my God.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I saw the label.
This is from Colorado. Jones Soda Special Release Edition.
What's the flavor?
Special.
This is
turkey and gravy soda.
Wow. Turkey and gravy soda. So, Clark, when you first hear that, what do you think it's going to taste like? Just like thick and warm?
Well, probably like turkey broth. That's probably how they get the turkey flavor in there.
Yeah.
Gravy, I don't know.
All right, I'm going to crack
this. This is going to be salty soda. It's going to be like effervescent chicken broth with like salt in it.
It's just chicken broth. That's all it is.
Well, yeah. They'll have like beef broth like on the sidelines at football games in like winter.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've seen
like heated up.
To sell or?
No, for you to like the players to drink to keep warm.
I'm reading this article. It says, turkey and gravy soda is back after a decade. We tried it, so you don't have to.
Why'd they get rid of it for a decade?
Well, I think we're about to find out.
Let's see. It in the vault.
So there you go. Yeah, Jones Soda, I guess they are commemorating their 25th anniversary by re-releasing this original.
Smells kind of fruity. Okay. Is there supposed to be cranberries in this?
Soda a la dinde et a la sauce.
It kind of smells a little gravy-ish.
Smell gravy?
Yeah. Now, Brett, this person that gifted you this, did they have a hard time tracking this down, this product?
I don't think so.
It looks like champagne.
Because for this person, they did, that wrote this article and says, I got my hands on a bottle, all 35,000. I paid
$50 on eBay.
Yeah. All 35,000 bottles, I guess, because it's a limited edition run, have now been sold out. So.
Wow.
Shit, Brett.
There you go.
Look at that. Should have looked up how much this was worth on the aftermarket.
Right. Yeah.
We
right.
opened it.
Cheers.
On the soda black market.
All right. Good luck, everybody.
Cheers, folks.
I am allergic
Big
to
sip.
I am
Big
allergic.
Sip.
I am allergic to gravy. I hope that's not a problem.
The smell of the nose is so bad.
Ooh. I don't hate it. I like it.
Oh.
I'm a fan.
Oh. There's sugar in this still. I thought it was going to be really savory. Oh. The initial taste, I wanted to spit it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very sugary. Yeah, I'm a fan.
How much sugar's in that? I can't even reach this.
100 pounds. Of sugar.
Ooh, it's healthy. There's potassium in it.
Ooh, in that case.
There we go. It's healthy. That's a healthy product.
I could use some more potass.
We could all use a little more potass. Let's go around
there's
the room.
There's sucralose. Oh, there's 40. Not a lot, though. Mm. So,
sucralose.
There's no sugar, so it's... yeah.
Well, we here on the show, we like to rate things a good or not good. Around the room, I'm going to start turkey and gravy soda. I'm going... an astounding, a resounding good.
Wow.
I love it. I love this one.
Clark, you love it?
I love it. Clark.
It's not as gross as I thought it was going to be based yeah. on like what it was supposed to be.
That's what it is. I had such low but expectations.
This does not taste like turkey and gravy.
Yeah. Oh, I thought for a minute you...
Brett drink.
I thought it was gargling with it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Swishing it around.
God,
your teeth.
No. You going good or... No? Wait. Did you say yet or not?
He hasn't.
I hasn't.
It's the altitude.
Yeah. We're in Boulder, Colorado right now.
Why not? It's a good.
You're good?
Why
not? Yeah. Brett, what do you think?
I'm going not good.
Not good. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I can't imagine drinking this entire bottle.
Yeah.
I'll have the rest of it. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Try it. Or don't.
You can't find it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. Track someone down, it's got it.
Wow.
From there, let's go to movies. This is movies and reviews of movies of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
Let's go right into it. Brett Clark, have you guys been watching anything this week that you want to toot your own horn about?
We saw one together.
Ooh.
High five.
We did.
What'd you see? Dune 2?
Nanny, yeah, yeah, yeah. We duned it up.
Nice. How was it?
Great.
It's good. Okay.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Wow.
Oh.
We did the monster screen in Rogers, which is like their equivalent of IMAX.
I was doing too much other stuff.
Well, Dune we saw two. It. We saw it on Moonday. So.
It's a Dune 2.
Yeah,
Dune. It's a Dune 2 joke. I was doing too much.
I had to go pee twice, so I missed like 3 minutes of this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was good. Better than the first one?
No, Brett asked me that, and I don't know. I like the first one.
Yeah.
I like the first one a lot.
Yeah.
It was long, but it didn't feel long, that one. Yeah.
This one's longer.
Okay.
It was like 20 minutes longer, I feel like.
Is it really?
Yeah, but there's more action in this one.
Oh, okay. I think.
And like way weirder. It gets weird. Like weirder, I guess. Yeah.
First one's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Books are super weird.
Are they?
Yeah, I've never read the books.
Yeah, I'm planning to go see that soon for sure. That's on the list.
He dies.
Okay, I don't need to see it anymore. It is now officially off the list.
And she dies.
All right, now we're back on the... No, who's she? The Zendaya?
No, I don't know. Brett was being...
Facetious?
Well, no, he was cryptic. He just says he dies.
Right.
He doesn't... Yeah. Who?
Timothy Chalamet?
Although I was... We were talking about the first one. Like, I... Sucks ass. Like, I never read the book, so I don't know. But Oscar Isaac, is that his name? Oscar Isaac? Like, I liked his character, and I like Oscar Isaac. Sucks he dies in the first one.
Yeah. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the first one.
Spoiler for a three-year-old movie.
For this second one, Dune 2, what do you guys think? Good or not good?
Oh, good.
Good. Yeah.
Good. I love that. I want there to be another one. Like, so I hope this does well enough.
Oh, I'm sure they, yeah. I'm sure.
Like movies like this.
It definitely took the weekend, but I don't think it had any real competition. So.
Yeah. What's even out? What else is out?
I don't know. I did not make it to the theater this week, but what I did see was some home video stuff, just home videos of the family. No, this is, I saw one that I was interested in because of the series that was such a hit. And we like it here on the show. Actually, I don't think Clark's seen it. Jack Reacher. So I finally watched the first Tom Cruise movie.
Oh, shit. I got to watch that one. I should watch that one.
I heard they're mediocre.
Yes, that's the best way to say it. I'm going to go with the first one. Robert Duvall's in it. He's great.
Yeah, he like doesn't act anymore. So that's is that his last movie he did?
No. No, there is a couple after that. And I think he's got one in the hopper.
I mean, how old is he? He's got to be like 90.
Yeah, probably 80s. But he's definitely up there. But he's great in it. And he's just this adorable, you know, Robert Duvall character, old man. But awesome dude. Best part of the movie for sure. I think for the most part, I can't buy Tom Cruise. Once you've seen the other guys, Jack Reacher, you can't buy it.
Yeah, because he's like so short.
Yeah. But he's still beating the same amount of people up that this guy does. And it's like, what? So I'm going to go Jack Reacher, the first movie. Not good.
Whoa.
Ooh, not good.
Not good.
Let me get through two real quick.
Yeah.
Well, the first one I told you about it, I had to babysit and my middle nephew put on Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He said he wanted to watch it. So we watched it.
It holds up.
And it holds up. And we could do another segment, like a new segment where we watch old movies and see if they hold up.
Yeah, I like that.
And then he put on a YouTube video of behind the scenes. Mm. And I didn't know this. They filmed it twice, basically. So the actors filmed with puppets, stand-in puppets. So then they're looking
at like, something.
At something. Mm. And then filmed it again without it. So they know where to look. So they're not just like looking weirdly and like, you know, Roger's down here and Bob Hoskins is looking like up there.
That was probably Bob Hoskins' request.
No, like, I think that's just how they did it. And like, they don't make movies like this anymore. So that's kind of depressing. But
so you say it holds up, still good.
Yeah, it's still great. Cool. And then I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem.
Yeah, and what do you think?
Not good.
What?
I don't like it.
I love it.
No story. The story is terrible.
What?
Yep. Splinter's a joke. They have no Jackie Chan, like. Yeah, I know. Why get Jackie Chan? And then there's like nothing about Japan and of Yoshi and like any of that noise.
That's true.
And then I don't know.
I love it. I love the style, and I've watched it like three or four times.
And I don't like the woman who's basically Krang, but not Krang. Like, why does she look so weird? Like,
that's true.
So poorly drawn. I mean, I like that kind of style, and they kind of try to rip off of Spider-Verse by having like synth and like the music gets really loud and intense.
Totally.
And
yeah.
I don't know. I'm giving it a not good.
Wow. That is bold.
Watch the 1990 movie. Way better.
Well, that is true. It is way better. I'll give you that.
Way better story actually based on the comic books. This feels like Seth Rogen and like there's like five writers in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just like, they all maybe watched the cartoon when they were kids and they wanted to have like, oh, remember we had this action figure? So they get that weird random character that was only made to sell toys in this movie.
Well, listen, I think, again, it goes back to the Jones Soda of it all. I think my expectations were so low.
Mine were high, though, because I saw how much praise this got.
Has it gotten a lot of praise?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I still like it. And it's a good, you know what I think it's great for? A good background movie. Because I do like the music. I have the soundtrack.
That is exactly what it was for me.
Right.
While I was cooking dinner. But.
Totally. I saw a brand new one that came out today on Prime Video, which is Ricky Stenicki.
Oh, God, you watched that? Yep. It looks terrible.
It's good. I'm a fan. It's directed by Peter Farrelly, Farrelly Brothers, of course. And it's got Zac Efron, Jermaine Fowler, Andrew Santino, which is, come on. Santino in a starring role is pretty sweet, and I think he's so funny. He's from
Dave.
Was
it John Cena? He's the star.
He's Ricky Stenicki. Good old John Cena. And William H. Macy's in it. Jeff Ross. Listen, again, go into it knowing it's just
such
dumb.
A dumb plot. They like so make dumb. Up a guy, and this is the guy. Do they pay him to like pretend to be this guy?
Yeah, because these three guys, they use this made up character, Ricky Stenicki, to get away from their wives and go and like, you know, go to Vegas or go to do this and that.
Yeah.
And then eventually it all comes crashing down and they have to pay an actor who is John Cena to come in. He's a struggling actor. And they have him come in and play Ricky Stenicki. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So there you go with that. And And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, finally, let's go to some random news of the week. Brett Clark, are you guys big bowlers?
No.
No.
We ever?
No.
No.
Okay.
Nalo's the bowler.
Nalo's a big bowler, right? He's in a bowling league.
Nalo Blake and Al.
Yep. They're on the same team.
Yep.
That's awesome. I do love bowling. I don't do it as much. I remember I took a bowling class in college.
Oh, wow.
And I remember my favorite.
Was that just because it was an easy A?
Well, here's the thing. It's funny because it's one credit and you had to take a written test. And I went and I took it and I got a D. Got a D minus. And I was really bummed. And I went up to him.
What were the questions?
I mean, it just got really into the weeds and I probably didn't even bother studying at all at the bare minimum. But I went up to the guy who is a pro bowler and I said, I'm kind of bummed about the score because he liked my actual physical scores and all that. You know, it wasn't the worst, but by far not the best. And he goes, you know, what grade did you hope you were going to get? I was like, I don't know, maybe like an A minus or B plus. He's like, okay, you got it. And then just gave you that. It was that easy.
Well, which one did he give you, an A minus or a B plus?
I think it was I want to say B plus.
You should have said the B plus. You fucked up there.
No, that is how he said it. He gave me the B plus.
You know? Yeah, but you should have said just A minus. Yeah, or A minus. Gave him the option.
Be like A minus, A plus.
Yeah.
A plus.
One of those two.
Does A plus even exist?
Oh, yeah. It totally
That's
exists.
Made up.
This podcast is A plus. Come on.
That means it's over 100%. Yeah, there is no such thing.
Yeah.
110%.
Yeah. Listen to
this podcast. It's not a thing.
Maybe listen to this podcast once in a while. You'll realize what's A plus. Let's go to Pennsylvania, where speaking of bowling, there's a new event and it's upcoming. It's called Balls Out Bowling, this event. This is a Pittsburgh area naturalist group. They decided they're going to do a bowling in the buff event on April 28th. So if you want to bowl in the buff, go for it.
I saw this someplace.
Yeah. Why would you even want to go to this? Because you've seen bowlers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're like models, I think you'd say. since they're bowling in the buff, would it be more like the Big Lebowski?
What?
Sorry, I'll see myself out.
We need a soundboard with crickets playing. Yeah.
It's always good when you explain your jokes, too. That's a sign of good comedy. So, nudity is required, though. So if you go there, you have to be nude. Please bring a towel and bag for your belongings.
This sounds like a nudist beach in, like, Europe where you must be nude.
Yep.
You can't just show up, like, in underwear.
You get creepers probably going up there. You got to have all the risk for all the reward, you should say. The owner of the bowling alley said they're going to burn all of the chairs after the event. No, they didn't say that, but they should. So anyone who wants to shed their clothes, they only need to bring a $25 ticket in advance, and you can go to...
Where are you going
to
keep the money or the ticket?
Well, I think we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you allowed to wear a fanny pack?
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't cover up any good bits?
The group stressed that safety and privacy will be paramount during this event, so no photography or video recordings. Except for the bowling alley cameras, of course. So your nudes will probably get leaked out anyways. But there you go. Would you guys do
There's going to be no women at that event.
Yeah, it's all dudes. All dudes.
I would not do that.
I would not do that.
Yeah, I would not. I'd give that a not good. Yeah. From there, let's do a Guinness World Record, ladies and gentlemen. A place where records are meant to be broken.
None are potato based.
Right. So let's talk about this. A museum in St. Louis is celebrating a local holiday by asking visitors to wear underwear on their heads for a Guinness World Record. This is a record I can get behind. You know what I mean? Get it? Because underpants? Oh, yeah, sorry. So there you go. It hopes to gather at least 314 people for...
Why that amount?
To put underwear on their
for
head?
March 14th.
Oh, because... Oh, okay. Yeah.
To wear underpants on their heads for a Guinness World Record. And this actually, you know... That's kind of funny because it's for the release of Captain Underpants.
But that's Pi Day.
Right. Nice. Yeah, I don't know the pants could... Maybe is the character in Captain Underpants?
He wears underpants.
Well, yeah, I get that connection, but I don't know why the Pi Day. But there you go. So the museum said underwear...
Is that the day it comes out? Is there like a new book?
Oh, that could be. That doesn't say. You feel like you'd want to put that in there. But the museum said underwear has to be presumably clean and will be provided to participants around 1:45 p.m. on March 14th. And so then a Guinness World Records adjudicator will be on site to verify. I think the record would mean more if the underpants were soiled. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In which way?
It'd hold more weight.
Literally and figuratively.
Well, I'll tell you what holds a lot of weight, and that's this episode of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for checking it out. It's been a good one. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
Thank you, Clark.
You're welcome.
And thank you, everyone, for listening and watching on Twitch. Reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. That's notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. We will see you guys 1 week from yesterday. We'll see you in a week.
Yes.
But if you're listening to it on the audio podcast, you'll hear it as normal. So we'll see you in a week.
All right.
All right. I love you.